This is Bill Thomas, and I have become fascinated by a process or exercise called Where I'm From. It's a sort of poetic memory piece, and in North Dakota, it's been promulgated by the North Dakota Council on the Arts. Troy Geist, who works at the council, developed a sort of a protocol where a professional writer works with elders, and before we get more into explaining it, let's hear one. Here is Matthew Musakia, one of the writers who went out and worked on these.
I Am From a Cream Separator by Jean Sahersky Klein. I am from a cream separator, from flour and John Deere machinery. I am from the typical North Dakota small farm with white clapboard and old-fashioned sunburst gables that smelled of fresh bread and fried chicken. I am from the French weeds that grow in the field. When you look like you don't have anything to do, your dad hands you a gunny sack and tells you to pick them. And I am from the tire swing tree. I am from oyster stew on Christmas Eve and from being hardworking. I'm from Leonard and Audrey. I'm from gopher trapping and swimming in the slough, and from Do You Have the Manners of a Hog? And Come to Life, and He's a Good Little Man. I'm from How's the Boy? I've seen worse, but it's been a while. And from 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford. I'm from summer family reunions at Pasker's Coulee. I'm from Bow Bells, North Dakota, and from German with a little Norwegian ancestry, from pig hocks and sauerkraut. From accidentally stabbing my brother with a pitchfork while we were shoveling manure. He was going to kill me, but then thought better of it and ran to Mom. I finished on my own and we were fine by supper. Dad's army uniform in the downstairs closet and Mother's birthstone ring in my jewelry box.
So that's a Where I'm From poem, and that one's from Bismarck. If you go look it up, and by the way, if you do, you will see that Where I'm From is an open source thing. You don't have to pay a fee or be licensed or something to use it. Anyway, if you look up Where I'm From, you will see that it originated with a woman named George Ella Lyon. And in its simplest form, it can appear almost like a Mad Libs, a fill-in-the-blank template. I'm from name of parents. I'm from name of remembered commercial product. And if you just did it that way, it'd be okay. But I think the way it was set up to have elders work with professional writers, Maureen McDonald Hinds and Matthew Musakia in our case, it really elevated it. I asked Matthew how they did it.
What you do is you start off with kind of an interview. So it's really just the collecting information part is really about it at least 2 days. And I usually say, you don't want to do it all on one day, because if you start, people tend to remember something the next day. Memories sometimes take a little time, and a lot of the time, a little bit later, they'll remember something else they want to put in. So you'll sit down with the elder and you'll kind of have the rough list of the discussion, and you'll go through them. And there'll be things like an object that you might have remember seeing a lot at home. And that, of course, can change a lot. Here I get a lot of a cook stove. A lot of things from the kitchen or a cook stove seem to be pretty common, but they can, vary wildly. There'll be other questions such as about flowers or trees you might have around. Why is that significant? The names or nicknames of your parents or brothers and sisters. And maybe a short story, something like that. A lot of this isn't sort of just for the poem. You do it because it's sort of something for the elder, the person talking to you. When they're remembering things, it's mentally healthy to do that. In a lot of ways, it kind of brings back a lot. It kind of helps fight depression, loneliness, and what was the third one? But long story short, it's meant to be a good experience for the elder you're talking to. So you do that, you go through the first day and you'd kind of get your main outline of the poem. The second day, you might narrow it down, and usually the things that they mean the most are coming back to are the ones that make it more to the poem. For example, probably one of the hardest ones is people remembering something they were told as a child. That one's been one of the most consistently hard ones. But on the other hand, things like flowers or trees, almost everyone has some memory of a flower or tree or some natural object nearby that meant something to them. And a lot of times when people are talking, what they're saying, it doesn't sound very significant at the time, or you think, you know, they're just mentioning it. But then when you put in the poem, it sticks out more because it's kind of just something that's unique to them or part of their life. When the poems are done, you know, it is, there is something I think of a little bit of pride, at least I think so, of finishing them and having it. It's also, I think, pretty important for the families because families, you know, you almost always learn something about your parent or however else you're related to them in one way that you never knew, even if you thought you knew quite a lot. And it's an important project in that as well. I think, well, I know it's some of them have been used in funerals, but it's important on many different levels. It's sort of, I think of it a little bit like a snapshot of someone's life.
Okay, well, let's hear another example of the Where I'm From project. This read for us by who we've been hearing from, Matthew Musakia.
This one was done by a man, I think he was in his 90s, more than 95, if I remember right. And this is called I Am From a Chicken Coop by Ralph Elke. I am from a chicken coop, from John Deere and International Machinery. I am from the two-story house on the farm, smelling of coal or wood from the stove. I am from the garden with a variety of blossoms, and the evergreen trees used as a windbreak, providing shade in summer. I am from Christmas trees and doing the best we could, from Margaret and Fred and Lucille and Lynn. I'm from coming when Mom called for breakfast, and if you didn't come down, you'd have to do the dishes, and from taking your things upstairs at the end of the day. I'm from sports songs, anything with pep in it, and I'm from visiting members of the family, wherever they lived, once a year. It's hard because you can't just leave the livestock. I'm from a farm between Enderlin and Alice and German ancestry, from ice cream and breakfast foods. From busting an eardrum walking home in the hard rain, I wasn't dressed for it. The picture of me from winning a baby tournament at the county fair, my mom kept it in a box with other pictures.
A Where I'm From poem from when they did the project in Enderlin, as you might have guessed from the references in the poem. Now, when the pandemic hit, they had to switch from doing these as in-person workshops to long-distance collaborations. For this project, that worked pretty well. The Where I'm From project is sponsored by the North Dakota Council on the Arts, and you can find out more about this and much, much more about what's going on in the arts in our area by going to arts.nd.gov. That's arts.nd.gov. And there's more of these pieces also at prairiepublic.org. I'm Bill Thomas.